This month, the U.S. Supreme Court is expected to deliver decisions on two cases involving partisan gerrymandering, one from Wisconsin, the other from Maryland. Keystone Crossroads' Lindsay Lazarsky reports on how these highly anticipated decisions from the high court might affect Pennsylvania, which recently overturned its congressional map.
How much politics is too much when it comes to drawing the boundaries of a voting district? That's a central question in two cases before the U.S. Supreme Court. In the past, the court has said it's a question it couldn't answer. Here's the late Justice Antonin Scalia in 2004.
All of the standards that have been proposed to date are unmanageable, indiscernible, or both.
But what if this time around the court does find a standard for when a state legislature goes too far? What would that mean for Pennsylvania? Russell Wheeler, a visiting fellow at the Brookings Institute, says in the short term, not much.
Whatever it comes out, I don't think it's going to have much of an impact on the Pennsylvania situation.
Earlier this year, the Pennsylvania State Supreme Court delved into the question of how much is too much and gave an answer. It declared the congressional map an illegal partisan gerrymander and ordered a new one that dramatically altered the state's political landscape. That was a state court decision based on the state constitution, and the U.S. Supreme Court refused to get involved in the Pennsylvania fight. And even if it rules in the Wisconsin or Maryland cases, it's not expected to affect the new Pennsylvania map. Mimi McKenzie, legal director at the Public Interest Law Center, represents the plaintiffs in the Pennsylvania case.
We're pretty well set up, you know, in Pennsylvania, at least for now, no matter how this U.S. Supreme Court decision comes down.
She's hopeful that the U.S. Supreme Court will uphold the lower court's ruling that districts in Wisconsin were unconstitutional. Like in many cases, she says the decision will come down to Justice Anthony Kennedy, often the swing vote.
I would like to see voters in Pennsylvania have multiple avenues for pursuing a claim that a particular map violates either the Pennsylvania Constitution or the U.S. Constitution. But, you know, at the same time, I take some comfort if Justice Kennedy does not come through for voters, that at least in Pennsylvania, under our Pennsylvania Constitution, we still have the ability to protect voters.
Even after the Pennsylvania ruling, some are still unsettled over the question of how much partisan politics is permissible in the state. GOP defendants in the case still maintain they followed the rule of law at the time the map was drawn back in 2011.
People can say we made really ugly shapes, but that is a radically different perspective in my head than saying we violated the law.
Drew Crompton is chief of staff for Senate Pro Tem Joe Scarnati. His position from the beginning was to delay the Pennsylvania case until the ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court. And he's still looking for clarity from the high court.
What I don't want is a subjective standard that leads us into a huge parade of additional litigation.
It remains to be seen how deep the U.S. Supreme Court will wade into these issues, says Nate Persley, a redistricting expert and Stanford law professor. He was the one appointed by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court to advise in redrawing its districts earlier this year. Although he wouldn't speak directly about the Pennsylvania case, he says in the long term, decisions from the U.S. Supreme Court on partisan gerrymandering will have ripple effects across the nation, especially after the 2020 census, when all states will be redrawing their congressional maps.
This could lead to full employment for redistricting lawyers, as well as a significant amount of litigation in the states. And it could also, you know, reset the rules for fair representation in the country.
Even if the high court doesn't come up with a clear and precise standard, Persley says the court may still police the most egregious cases. Lindsay Lazarsky, Keystone Crossroads.